I'm very delighted to do this video clip for you. I'm also a little bit sad doing this video. But that sadness is a matter of a superficial reaction to what's going to happen to the world. What is that superficial sadness? It's because of the destruction that is going to happen on a massive level. And that's something that will give pain to everybody. But on the other hand, the good thing is what simultaneously going to happen or follow right after, I think it is simultaneous, is the evolution of the human race. So this is something like a plant, in order for it to grow, the seed has to sacrifice its life. If the seed doesn't die, the plant won't grow. It won't come out of it. That's the easiest way to explain the sadness associated with the death of the seed and the beginning of the a new life, which is the plant. So this is simply not an analogy, but it is a phenomenon that everybody knows and that is has to be understood. And now I wanted to do this video because maybe yesterday or the day before, I listened to a channeled message from Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva is considered the form of Adi Shiva. Adi Shiva is the original Shiva who created the universe and who is in the form of the Tiruvannamalai Arunachala mountain. And a channel message says, it is from the website called Anbalayam. The channel is well known. She is the founder of this organization called Anbalayam. So what now? Let's go to the message. The message is to chant something that is going to transform the world and also minimize the destruction. The destruction is not simply the body, but also the soul. The soul should not be destroyed. But there is a danger of the soul getting destroyed because of the time period, which is the end of the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is the age of suffering. There are four yugas in the Indian tradition. And each yuga, you have an evolutionary process, and then now we are in Kali Yuga, which is the worst time period where we have to struggle with everything, and that period is now ending. And the end period is followed by Satya Yuga, which is the age of bliss and truth, and it's a golden age. And that is going to simultaneously happen. And how it is going to happen, Arunachaleswara is saying that there is a chant which I am going to introduce to you. It is a chant of the chant for the soul. Which soul? It is the soul of everybody. The soul of the human, the soul of the animals, the soul of the plants, the soul everywhere. And who is behind the soul is a being. And the being is Agastya. Agastya is a guru, the foremost guru. But also, he is also the soul in everybody. So it's a very difficult concept to explain, but those of you who are interested to know about it, you can read this small book, which is only 700 pages. It is the autobiography of the soul. So those people who can understand Tamil can get hold of this book and then read it. And it's called The Autobiography of the Soul, which is the autobiography of Agastya himself. Now, let's go directly, without wasting time, to the chant, which is, has to spread through the air, through Akash, to everywhere, so that we can be benefited to embrace and also attain the liberation from Kali Yuga, and also get identified with the enlightened souls of the Sati Yuga. Okay, let's go to the chant. I will first chant, and then chanting it, fully knowing the meaning, is going to help you. So I want you to close your eyes and listen to me as I chant this Gayatri mantra. This is Agastya Gayatri. Close your eyes. Agastya vidmahe kalahasthaya dhimahi tanno sarva prachodayat. Agastya vidmahe kalahasthaya dhimahi tanno sarva prachodayat. Now, I'm going to give you an experience as you chant these words. Agastya. It is an address to the soul. The soul is the fuel for us to live this body-mind reality. And without that, we cannot live. Without what? Without the soul. The soul is called here Agastya. So when you say the sound out aloud, it's better to chant out aloud. Agastya. It will awaken the soul. Vidmahe, it will give you an understanding of the soul. You are meditating on the soul. Vidmahe, the moment you say Vidmahe, you will understand and know about the soul, your own soul. It's a soul mantra. Agatishaya vidmahe kalahastaya. Kala is time. The time is ending. Meaning, the Kali Yuga is ending. It is reminding the soul of the passage of time. Kalahastaya. Kala Bhairava comes from the word Kala. Time is the god of time. Kalahastaya. When you say the sound out aloud, Kalahastaya, then you will get to know about time, and also you will know about, it's a reminder to the soul, it's the time is approaching for this age of suffering to end, so that you don't have to deal with this physical body and mind. You will have the light body, which is our real body, you know. Kalahastaya dhimahi dhimahi, meditating deeply, dhimahi. Tanno sarva prachodayat, so that you will understand the soul, understand the universe. Prachodayat, the understanding will come to you by itself. Why? Because you are meditating on the soul, and the soul is everything. And you'll know about the whole universe. The whole universe. Because you are not going to be limited by this physical body and the physical brain. But you'll go beyond these things. All that you have to do is to chant this. Agatishaya vidmahe kalahastaya dhimahi tanno sarva prachodayat. When you say tanno sarva prachodayat, it will be revealed to you, because you are meditating on Agastisaya. Agastisaya is both Agastya, the guru, but also aham means I am. I am means your consciousness, your super consciousness. You are meditating on your super consciousness, your real consciousness, your the capital I consciousness. Agastisaya. So when you say Agatishaya, you are awakening the soul, or bringing your awareness to your real identity. Your real identity is with the capital I, Aham Brahmasmi, I am God. Agatishaya vidmahe. The understanding as we are reflecting on this Agatishaya. Kalahastaya, it's important to know about time, and the time is just is everything. Time is everything. Time is the mind, the time is the world. Because it's also space. Kalahastaya dhimahi. deeply think. Tanno sarva prachodayat, so that it will be revealed to you of your real identity, which is your light body, which is your body that you are going to get during this Satya Yuga, which is also simultaneously happening. So this is a channeled message from Arunachala Shiva himself. So if you go to their website, right, it's on Balayam and YouTube channel, there is the Tamil version of the content that was received by this channel. The one thing that is very, very important for us is that our soul will get closer to God through this chant. Now we are separated from God, and that's the most important thing, is the merger with Shiva, and all the problems will be solved. And also the destruction that is going to happen will also be minimized. So that is the reason why I thought that I would introduce you to this chant, so you can do this chant a few times or for a few minutes. And that will do you immense good, and also make sure that you can also introduce this song to other people. So I don't want to go any further than this, because what is important is just to chant this Gayatri, fully understanding the meaning of Agathisaya, the soul. Contemplation on the soul and making it aware and addressing it, the time is now. And you are going to be liberated. And you will be liberated. This is the most powerful mantra that can liberate people from the bondage to the body-mind. God bless.